Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As of the end of last year, the Federal Reserve reported that the combined net present value of unfunded pensions of state and local governments nationwide were just under $2 trillion. When you consider that total state and local government revenues together equal about $2.5 trillion, that is a looming major financial catastrophe. As bad as that amount is, there are two reasons the actual number is far higher. First, this only includes the unfunded pension liabilities. It does not include the unfunded retiree health care benefits. According to Lansing's Financial Health Team reports, the city government's unfunded liabilities for retiree health care benefits are about double that of the unfunded pensions. Second, the Federal Reserve assumed that for the next 30 years, pension plan assets will earn an average of 7% annually. This reflects roughly the average used for projected returns by the various state and local governments. In today's world, this projected return is far too optimistic. U.S. Treasury notes make up a significant percentage of pension plan assets. The current 30-year Treasury note interest rate is about 2.9%. Should the average return on pension assets over the next 30 years only match the current 30-year Treasury note rate, the net present value of the unfunded liabilities will more than double what the Fed stated. So, when you add unfunded retiree health care benefits and use a more realistic return on pension assets, the net present value of unfunded state and local government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits is not about $1.9 trillion. Instead, the total is somewhere from $5 to $10 trillion. Keep in mind that this huge number doesn't even include the federal government's net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare, which, as of September 30, 2016, I calculate to be somewhere from $67 to $87 trillion. Also, these amounts do not include any federal, state, or local government debts. When will our governments and the regular media start telling us the truth that America is bankrupt? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.